This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
There is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jack Posobiec back in the saddle. My first time back, my first show back from my wedding just last week. I finally got to marry girl of my dreams, Tanya Tay, now Tanya Tay Posobiec. I've got the bling right there to prove it to everybody. So sorry for not being around for a little bit, but I was there getting married. Lots of people came. So many people came. Mike Cernovich came out, Cassandra Fairbanks, Lucian Wintrich from Gateway Pundit. Just so many absolutely wonderful, great people. And so many people also sent in thank you messages to us, to Tanya, on a variety of social media platforms, from Twitter, from Facebook, every possible direction. You know, a lot of people just sending out the love and support. And I wanted to just give a big thank you to everybody who congratulated us. And I really wanted to hold that up as a moment of saying, look, guys, we can put politics aside and just focus on some things that are right and good with this country. And amongst all of the craziness and stories that we're trying to break down, you know, exposing the deep state for their crimes, exposing these people. Now we're learning about the sexual crimes in Hollywood, the issues going on in Washington, D.C. with the same type of activity, exposing all of those things, talking about those terrible things. I also want to make sure that we highlight the positive things every once in a while as well. And so that's why I really appreciate everybody showing their support. And I can say this now, my wife really appreciates everyone's support as well, and we promise to continue to do all that we do to help tell the truth, to help expose what's going on in our country, and to help bring some semblance of justice and constitutional democracy, constitutional republic back to our country, to bring that in. So, ton of news today I want to break down. Also, the president is going to be speaking live at 3:30 this afternoon. So in just about 30 minutes, the president is going to be speaking. I want to take that opportunity to let you guys know that we are going to be covering it. I've got the producers back in the studio. I'm down in D.C. They're actually all the way in Austin, but they're going to be checking an eye out on it. And so if it does end up like he's going to be saying something big, a huge announcement, we're going to make sure we'll split screen it. We'll cover it for you guys. So make sure that with all of the breaking news that you're not going to miss anything, you'll be able to watch it right here. So don't feel like there's any need to let it go. But we have 30 minutes until that, so I want to bring up some of the stuff. And for right off the bat, the UCLA players freed from China. How amazing, how wonderful was this story? Now they've thanked the president. Three UCLA players who were arrested in China. They were detained for on suspicion of shoplifting. They have President Trump specifically intervened on their behalf with the president of China, and they are now thanking him. They are now home safely in Los Angeles. And it just goes to show you, folks, how often did the media tell us that President Trump doesn't care about black athletes? You remember that? All during the NFL protests, all the kneelers, all the kneeling that was going on, Colin Kaepernick, and we were all told that it was because President Trump is a racist and that he hates black athletes and that all these terrible things about him, when he didn't say it about black athletes. I don't make it that clear. He never said that. He said athletes who disrespect the American flag. That's all he talked about. That's all he said. Well, now we've got three basketball players, UCLA players. Thank goodness they're home. They're home safely. And we understand, you know, after Otto Warbinger, the terrible stuff that happened to him while he was in captivity in North Korea, came back essentially in a coma, died several died several days later. We wanted to make sure that we didn't get into another situation like that. He was held there for over a year. Obama essentially did not secure his release. President Trump was able to get him released, but it was too late. And so he knew the importance of getting these people freed, and thank goodness they are home here in the United States. So want to do that first segment, cover out some good news that's going on here in the United States. Let's break down some of the stuff that's going on as well in the next segment. We're going to talk about Roy Moore. We're going to talk about Mitch McConnell, Jeff Sessions, and how all of this ties into what's going on with the Mueller investigation. It's very interesting. I spent all morning putting it together, so stay tuned.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful cream. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Jack Posobiec here filling in for the big fourth hour, breaking down some of the news as we await President Trump's announcement, big announcement that he's promised. Now, he's been on the road for 2 weeks. He's been on the road over in Asia, making deals in China, working on the North Korea problem set. Hopefully, we'll have some announcement on that. That would be my guess as to what the announcement may have to do with North Korea, but we will see. We don't have any indications. We're waiting for about 30 minutes for that to come. But what I'd like to break down at first here is the current spat of this Roy Moore situation in Alabama. And first things first, we need to investigate every single one of these allegations. We need to have a call for a full investigation into every single one of these people, what they're saying, make sure that it's on the level, find out if there is any truth to what they have said. It's simple. Now, see, a lot of people in the media came to us and they said, well, we know that you guys are going to say that you don't care because he's a Republican. And that's not true at all. I said on the very first day that the accusations came out that I hope that there is a full inquiry and investigation into what exactly was going on. And we want the truth, because that is what the other side doesn't understand, is that we stand for truth. We stand for the investigation of truth, and we want anything to come out. If there's accusations, great. Let's look into those accusations. Obviously not great that that it happened, but if that is the situation, we need to look into it the same way that we would look into anything else. There's no knee-jerkism from our side. There's no knee-jerkism from Jack Posobiec. If I want to get to the bottom of something, I'm going to stay laser focused on that until I get to the bottom of what exactly was going on. And so I really applaud the work a lot of the local investigators down in Alabama, a lot of the local news that has come up and talked about some of these allegations, looking into, there was the yearbook. They brought out different copies of the yearbook, looked at those, checked them based on the ones that his accuser had brought up, very emotional press conference that was held, Beverly Nelson with Gloria Allred there in New York City. But one thing that I'd like to focus on is, why exactly is the media so hell-bent on prosecuting Roy Moore for all of this when they've covered up? They've covered up for Harvey Weinstein. They've covered up for Kevin Spacey. And they covered up, of course, most infamously, for Bill Clinton for so many years. For so many years, we were told that it doesn't matter what Bill Clinton did, that those women were all liars. Juanita Broderick shouldn't be believed, that she was wrong. Don't worry about her. That whatever Bill Clinton did with Monica Lewinsky when she was just 19 and he was president of the United States, well, that all does also doesn't matter because that was consensual. And what he does in his private life doesn't matter what happens in the Oval Office. In fact, even Jake Tapper, of all people, first made his name working for a free newspaper in Washington. He dated Monica Lewinsky and then wrote about it, objectifying her. And that was really how he broke into mainstream politics. It's how he got his name out. So the fact that he was dating her and then wrote a revealing piece in the Washington City paper, this is the level that these people will stoop to get their promotion of themselves out there. He took her out on dates, and he said, It's the tawdriest of headlines. I dated Monica Lewinsky. Jake Tapper tells all. Now, this is like National Enquirer. I don't mean to smear the National Enquirer, but this is like tabloid journalism at its finest. It's attacking someone who, under many people's opinions, was a victim herself, a lowly intern for the president of the United States, taking someone like that, abusing her trust, clearly abusing her trust, writing up about it, and then I believe he actually calls her chubby in the piece. So he went ahead and called her chubby. This is the same Jake Tapper who runs around mealy-mouthed and pontificating about how honorable and how just and upright and how moral he is. Well, Jake, if we're going to talk about moral character, let's talk about your moral character, the fact that you took a woman out on dates and then wrote it up to further your own political career, your own journalistic career, I should say, landing eventually a job at CNN, where I can understand why CNN would want to hire someone who was willing to stoop to such sleazy and quite frankly, disgusting levels to promote himself and get his name out there. Taking a woman out and then dating her and then writing it up just so he could pile on the media storm and circus that was going on around Monica Lewinsky. Now, again, none of this is to take anything away from the Roy Moore accusations. I absolutely think they should be investigated. But I also think that we should take a step back and look at all of these situations. Look at the situation holistically. Look at the situation we talked about. Alex earlier was playing lots of the great footage that is available. And I say great, but some disturbing footage that's available of Joe Biden, not 40 years ago, 40 minutes ago, 40 days ago, 2 years ago, him touching young girls inappropriately, in my estimation, touching women, getting very handsy with them, getting very close to young girls as they pull themselves away, Republicans and Democrats, slapping Jeff Sessions slapping his hand away as he went for his granddaughter. And so this situation, it frustrates a lot of people who have looked at this and seen these videos of Biden, hours and hours of videos, and who have known about the accusations about Bill Clinton. They want to talk to us about, oh, wow, I was just seeing this headline, 52 times more coverage to Republican scandal than Democrat scandal. Bob Menendez, of course, who's a sitting U.S. senator, an actual U.S. senator who is on trial right now this moment for corruption, including charges of hiring underage girls as prostitutes in the Dominican Republic. Okay. No coverage of this scandal. Sitting U.S. senator, no coverage of this scandal. 52 times more to Roy Moore than to Bob Menendez. They've got all the senators on air immediately, got all their responses on Roy Moore. Well, why hasn't the media done that for Bob Menendez? If this is the standard, if this is the standard we're going to take, then why are we setting the same standard for everyone else? Why is it that they only attack Republicans and they run interference and cover up for Democrats to include Harvey Weinstein and Kevin Spacey? Harvey Weinstein, of course, was a Democrat mega donor. And I want to point that out, too, because so many people say, well, Harvey Weinstein, that was just Hollywood. That was just Hollywood. No. Harvey Weinstein was donating to Hillary Clinton, to Barack Obama, to so many liberal causes. Harvey Weinstein was an absolute tie-in to the Democrat inner circle, highest levels of politics. And the media couldn't figure it out. CNN even had this guy at one point, Alan, as a guest host at CNN. So what I'm saying is I'd like to put the conduct, as we do every day pretty much around here, I'd like to put the conduct of the media on trial to say, what are your journalistic standards? Why were you shielding this predator, this disgusting predator, from so many of our nation's, you know, favorite stars for so many years? Why were you protecting him? Why were you covering it up? And then when it came out, everyone said, well, we all knew. Okay, then why didn't you say anything? You're the host of CNN, Jake Tapper. Why didn't you break the story? New York Times, why didn't you get it out there for 30 years? Why did it take all of that time for it to come public? And now, Democrat Jackie Speier, has broken the story that Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan knew about $15 million that was given to alleged victims of sexual harassment in the U.S. Congress. people who actually knew and paid off the victims and had them sign NDAs for secret sexual harassment victims. Who are these victims? And more importantly, I should say, who are the people that were conducting this sexual harassment of them? Why is this being covered up? Are these people still serving in Congress? Are they staffers? Are they congressmen and congresswomen themselves? Why are we not talking about this, about the sexual harassment that's going on in Washington, D.C.? Well, I've been talking to my sources about it. We're hearing that there's a list that's floating around the Hill called the Creep List. I'm working on getting my hands on a copy of that or a partial copy of that because I want to know what's going on with my elected officials, and I want America to know what's going on with its elected officials. And I would hope that if Roy Moore does win his race, and if these allegations prove to be false, that he would call for investigations into the House, call for investigations into Hollywood at the same time, because it's time to expose the truth. It's time to hold these people's feet to their fire. And the time, ladies and gentlemen, is now, because we're not going to get another chance at this. Stay tuned right after the break. Coming right back.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live here on this Wednesday afternoon as we await the president's upcoming announcement. Should be about here in about 10-15 minutes, poised to make a big announcement, we're told, possibly a huge announcement from the steps of the White House. We'll look to cover that live. We'll let you know what's going down, what all the breaking developments are. But I want to take a quick moment before we get to that, as we wait for that big announcement, to remind you guys about the InfoWars store, InfoWarsStore.com. So there are some of the sales that were going on. Now, we told you guys that these weren't going to last, and they have been stopped. So the Super Male Vitality was 50% off. That's ended. 50% off all apparel. That was done to celebrate the one-year anniversary of the president's victory. That sale has ended. However, because there were so many sales during that time, there were so many actual purchases, free shipping has been extended. So Alex has decided to extend the free shipping, which is so great. So for anybody that's going for this, boom, free shipping extended. And they're moving the 50% off for selected items onto different items throughout the InfoWars store. So the Supermail was earlier, now they're switching it over, and probably one of the ones that I really want to show you guys and point out to is the Caveman True Paleo Formula. It's back. 50% off.
Caveman.
You can experience why Caveman has, it's got thousands of five-star reviews from third-party reviewers. So you get it today for less. It's 50% off. 93% of respondents are saying that they would consider it for a friend. They would recommend it for a friend. Normally $59.95. Now it's only $29.95. And if you get one of these things, it's got the super nutrients, it's got the bee pollen, it's got the bone broth, turmeric root, the chaga mushroom. You guys, you know the list by now, right? So what I like to do is when I'm doing my workouts, when I'm doing heavy weights, I'll go and make a strong protein shake, and that is when I'll drop in probably about 20 minutes, 30 minutes after my workout, I'll go for the protein. I'll make a shake out of it. Now, what I like to do is make one beforehand, get it ready, keep it in the fridge, get home from the gym, and then I have it right afterwards. It's so perfect for right after that. If you guys are looking for that paleo nutrition and the protein, this is exactly what you're going to get from Caveman. It's wonderful. Now, there's some of the other specials you guys, they were just showing on the screen there. It's Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off with the free shipping, the Super Blue, the fluoride-free mouthwash, actually, not just the not just the toothpaste, but actually the mouthwash, 50% off, DNA Force, and Secret 12. So there's tons of specials, Z-Shield as well, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Make sure that you can go in there, guys. Check it out, InfoWars store. It's only $9.95 for a bottle. And this is a big bottle. It's not a little bottle. It's a big bottle, 16 ounces. Not 8 ounces, not 6 ounces. It's a big bottle. So you can't take this on an airplane. You could put it in a smaller bottle. You could put that on the airplane. But you can't take that one in an airplane. This is a big bottle. So for just $9.95, less than 10 bucks, right? It's not too bad. But as we're waiting here, and I've got the producers checking out the White House, they've got a live feed on the White House to make sure that we haven't missed any of the president's announcements. I want to break down some of the other news that we're focusing on. Now, another big story yesterday was this Jeff Sessions' testimony before the House. And Jeff Sessions gave his testimony, essentially was an update. He was grilled a lot on ongoing investigations. Obviously, he can't talk about ongoing investigations. They try to get him on record anyway. They asked him a lot about these new revelations that have come forward of George Papadopoulos and Carter Page, people who were loosely affiliated with the Trump campaign. They were volunteers. They were never on staff. They didn't have Trump campaign emails. But they have potentially made some outreaches to the Russian state, to people that were involved with the Russian government. Sessions specifically mentioned that when he heard Papadopoulos do this, he tried to shut him down and said, do not do that. Do not represent the campaign. You don't represent the campaign, and do not reach out to anyone on our behalf. However, he apparently did so anyway and then lied to investigators about it, thereby striking essentially a plea deal with Mueller, as many people have surmised on that fact. So a lot of people wonder, when is Jeff Sessions, or could Jeff Sessions, call for a special prosecutor on the Uranium One sale to Russia, a special prosecutor to look into this situation and the fact that the FBI apparently knew about the situation. So Jeff Sessions has directed staff at the Department of Justice. This just broke a few days ago, right before, on the eve of his testimony. And of course, they didn't ask him very much about it at the testimony of the hearing itself. He directed employees, directed staff at the Department of Justice to look into what exactly was going on at the FBI and the DOJ during the Uranium One sale, why there was any culpability. Louis Gohmert, a House representative himself, also brought forward a signed document indicating that Rod Rosenstein had actually filed a blanket document sealing all the records of the Uranium One investigation. So Rosenstein, this is back in 2014, and Gohmert held this up on Fox News yesterday, breaking huge story. He had the actual document of Rosenstein signing off to seal essentially all records pertaining to the Uranium One investigation. Now, Rosenstein is currently the deputy AG. How does this tie back into the news cycle? Well, it's actually very interesting, because Mitch McConnell right now, who is very much leading the political charge to tell Roy Moore to step out of the race, has publicly floated the idea of having Jeff Sessions' name be written in by Alabama voters on the ballots come December 12th for the special election. So he's publicly floating the idea of Jeff Sessions running himself to replace Jeff Sessions as an alternative to Roy Moore. Now, this, of course, would also mean essentially, if he won the election and decided to take the seat, now, as I'm fairly certain Jeff Sessions is not running to replace himself. He's actually the one who vacated the seat in the first place, which set up the entire special election. So round and round we go in this. And this is a typical swamp move. They're trying to get rid of Sessions as attorney general, and they've basically neutered him at this point, because he's clearly compromised. He's recused himself from any investigation of merit at the attorney general's post. And now they're trying to say, okay, Jeff, you go back to your seat. Well, think about that. If Jeff Sessions goes back to his seat, then what happens to the attorney general? Well, if Jeff Sessions went back to his seat, then the attorney general would go to the deputy attorney general, would become the acting attorney general, like we had with the Sally Yates situation. Only in this case, it would be Rod Rosenstein, who's the current deputy AG. So if Sessions vacates, until they can get someone as appointed all the way through the Senate confirmation process, which is, of course, again, controlled by Mitch McConnell, their own man, Rod Rosenstein, himself tied to the Uranium One investigation, would be, for all intents and purposes, the acting attorney general. And that is why many have called to say, how do we get out of this situation? How does Trump get out of it? They said, you know what, have Sessions resign, fire Rosenstein, fire Andrew McCabe at the FBI, get all of these guys out of there and go for a clean sweep approach. No one will have to recuse, and we can actually have investigations of merit into the politicization of the DOJ and the FBI during the election and possibly prior to the cover-up of Uranium One. That is what the president should do in order to break through this logjam. Stay tuned. President Trump coming up.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Sweet dreams are made of this. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world.
Showed very well our country is further evidence that America's renewed confidence and standing in the world has never been stronger than it is right now. When we are confident in ourselves, our strength, our flag, our history, our values, other nations are confident in us. And when we treat our citizens with the respect they deserve, other countries treat America with the respect that our country so richly deserves. During our travels, this is exactly what the world saw. A strong, proud, and confident America. Today I want to update the American people on the tremendous success of this trip and the progress we've made to advance American security and prosperity throughout the year. When I came into office, our country was faced with a series of growing dangers. These threats included rogue regimes pursuing deadly weapons, foreign powers challenging America's influence, the spread of the murderous terror group ISIS, and years of unfair trade practices that had dangerously depleted our manufacturing base and wiped out millions and millions of middle-class jobs. The challenges were inherited, and these products really showed what previous mistakes were made over many years and even decades by other administrations. Some of these mistakes were born of indifference and neglect, others from naive thinking and misguided judgment. In some cases, the negative influence of partisan politics and special interests was to blame. But the one common thread behind all of these problems was a failure to protect and promote the interests of the American people and American workers. Upon my inauguration, I pledged that we would rebuild America, restore its economic strength, and defend its national security. With this goal in mind, I vowed that we would reaffirm old alliances and form new friendships in pursuit of shared goals. Above all, I swore that in every decision, with every action, I would put the best interests of the American people first. Over the past 10 months, traveling across the globe and meeting with world leaders, that is exactly what I have done. Earlier this year in Saudi Arabia, I spoke to the leaders of more than 50 Arab and Muslim nations about our strategy to defeat terrorists by stripping them of financing, territory, and ideological support. And I urged the leaders to drive out the terrorists and extremists from their societies. Since that time, we have dealt ISIS one crushing defeat after another. In Israel, I reaffirmed the unbreakable bond between America and the Jewish state, and I met with leaders of the Palestinian Authority and initiated an effort to facilitate lasting peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians. In Brussels, I urged our NATO allies to do more to strengthen our crucial alliance and set the stage for significant increases in member contributions. Billions and billions of dollars are pouring in because of that initiative. NATO, believe me, is very happy with Donald Trump and what I did. In Warsaw, I declared to the world America's resolve to preserve and protect Western civilization and the values we hold so dear. In Rome, Sicily, Hamburg, and Paris, I strengthened our friendships with key allies to promote our shared interests of security and prosperity.
So I just want to say, compare this with how Obama acted when he went around the world. President Trump there telling us about all of the great accomplishments he's made around the world, all of the wonderful praise and celebration that he's been receiving from so many of these countries, from so many of these foreign leaders. And I'd love to contrast that. Everyone remembers the apology tour that Obama took when he first became president. That's what President Trump is doing here. He's telling people that this is what was done during the last presidency, and now the difference that's being done during this presidency. Now, our producers are still going to listen. If there is a bigger announcement, we're going to cut back to the president. But I want to focus on that for people so that you can really put up the contrast. And he's not saying it because he doesn't have to, right? The President Trump doesn't have to say that he's not President Obama because you know. Because you can see the difference. Everyone can see the difference. And the respect, the amount of respect that he receives when he goes over to China and becomes one of the first presidents of the United States to be allowed to dine in the Forbidden City. When Obama went there, they didn't even roll out the red carpet for him. They made him come out to from the small part of the airplane and go down the steps on the back because they didn't even give him the full size of it. Now, speaking of someone who lived in China for 2 years, who speaks fluent Mandarin, I can tell you, the Chinese, with China, you're standing, it all comes down to your etiquette. It all comes down to how you're received. The way that they received Obama was shameful. It was a joke. They were making fun of him. They were making light of him. When President Trump went there, they not only rolled out the red carpet, they brought him to dine inside the Forbidden City. Forbidden City in Beijing, just adjacent to Tiananmen Square behind the Tiananmen Gate, that it was originally, it was forbidden. That was only the area for the princes, the kings, the rulers, the elite. They brought President Trump into that area and fed him and let him eat there with Melania. The one little point that I personally had wished would happen, the only thing that I wish would have happened on that China trip, and it was a great trip, why didn't President Trump go to the wall? Why didn't he go to the Great Wall of China? You think that would have been one of, a no-brainer kind of thing, and I'd like to hear what the thought process was on that, but come on. So he was going down to ASEAN. He continued on his trip to Vietnam and the Philippines, and Melania actually went and toured the wall herself. But man, how amazing would it have been to see, right? We would have memes for days on that. If President Trump was going and traveling the Great Wall of China, basically looking there and saying, yes, I can get some ideas now. But what an amazing, and maybe it was just a schedule thing, I'm not sure, but what an amazing response that he got from Vietnam, what he got from the Philippines. In Vietnam, and the video of this is so hard to find because the mainstream media barely showed it, they thronged the streets as he came into Hanoi there, the capital of Vietnam. There were people cheering. There were people lining the streets, thousands and thousands of them, to meet the president. And there now a key read on this, a very, very key read on this, is to understand one very specific thing. Because what is the biggest challenge that the president is taking on in Asia-Pacific region right now? The biggest challenge he's taking on is North Korea. He's clearly made that one of the major focuses of his presidency, and certainly in his diplomacy. He's letting the military focus on ISIS. Our military is focusing on ISIS, but he is personally focused so much on Kim Jong-un. We all saw that tweet, the short and fat tweet, or never call him short and fat, right? So how does it make Kim Jong-un feel? Because he's watching this speech, he's watching this trip, he's watching the reception. How does it make him feel when all the leaders of Asia, from Putin to Xi to Moon in South Korea, to the leaders of Vietnam, to the leaders of the Philippines, to the leaders of Japan, they all are showing so much respect and so much praise to President Trump. So guess what, Kim? All of your neighbors are on our side. So if every single person around you, who's normally your biggest patrons and your biggest supporters, the people that are your lifeblood out to the rest of the world because you live in this hermit kingdom where you're building nukes and trying to launch them around and hit us with your TDT, your Taekwondong 2 missiles, well, how does it make you feel when every single one in your neighborhood, right, that normally helps you out and protects you, is now showing respect to President Trump? That, my friends, is how you do diplomacy. That is how you show respect and how you use that leverage against Kim Jong-un. We're going to come back. We're going to go to a quick break here. We're going to come back and finish out the hour, and we will let you know if there's any developments or specific announcements coming from the president, but giving us a great rundown of all the change in American foreign policy from the Obama administration to president.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, Capterra.com. Capterra.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com. If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Jack Posobiec here. Big fourth hour today, breaking down everything. President Trump finishing up a great speech today, telling us all about the absolute and utter turnaround in American foreign policy. Following the disaster of Barack Obama, he's now giving that statement right now, explaining that America is back. The United States of America has retained its position in the United States. It's standing in the United States. He's there giving an excellent speech today, letting everyone know the amazing work that he's doing. Now, somebody sent me a text message during the break. They said, Jack, how much you want to bet that the first question the media asks him after, you know, he's talking about all the accomplishments that he's made and talking about all of the things that he's doing on behalf of the country around the world. And how much do you want to bet the first question any reporter asks is going to be about Roy Moore? And I wrote back, you should drink every time that they say Roy Moore, because, you know, that's what the media is, right? President Trump didn't endorse Roy Moore. President Trump didn't campaign for Roy Moore. He actually campaigned for the other guy. I went to the rally myself personally. He campaigned for what's the guy's name? Larry Strange. Yeah. And couldn't even remember the guy's name. I just remember he was Strange. Big guy. Oh, Luther. No, Luther. Luther Strange. It was Luther Strange. Right. Big Luther. See, you can't even remember the guy. It's forgetful. But forgettable. But what I also want to point out, though, is that the president arrives back to the United States, back to Washington, D.C., and he's under attack. He's under attack by Robert Mueller. And it's now been revealed, and this is actually breaking news today, it's actually completely exposed now as nothing but a partisan witch hunt, because David Brock, as we all know, who is essentially an agent of George Soros here in this country, is going to be starting a new super PAC project to support Mueller. Now, think about that for a second. Mueller is supposed to be objectively investigating any issue of collusion with Russia, right? This is supposed to be a nonpartisan. Oh, goodness. Look at that picture of David Brock. Just look at that. I can't even look at it. You got to take it away. I can't look at it. So David Brock, he's paying this, or using the super PAC money to now promote the Mueller investigation, to promote Mueller's efforts, like it's some kind of political campaign. So can super PAC money be used? They're talking about running social media ads. They're talking about organizing grassroots volunteers for I don't even know what, to support Mueller, as if Mueller is running for president or running for something. Well, essentially what they're going to be doing is completely perverting the judicial process, completely perverting the investigation, as David Brock is now using his super PAC, American Bridge 21st Century, to, as he calls it, defend the investigation against Trump. So they're talking about how they're going to be using social media. They're going to be using grassroots advocacy for Mueller. So why would you take someone who's one of the most partisan, right, political operatives in the entire country, David Brock, who has trouble paying his taxes, and tie him with Robert Mueller? This shows quite clearly that Robert Mueller's investigation is nothing than what the president stated himself, other than a partisan witch hunt designed to take him out. This is a really, really bad move by the Democrats. Up until this point, Mueller, we know that there had been some talk of him investigating Tony Podesta, also going after Paul Manafort, filing charges a few weeks ago. My sources have told me that Tony Podesta, who had committed the same FARA infraction as Manafort. However, Podesta, my sources are telling me, is working as a cooperating witness, possibly to avoid prosecution himself, but is working out a deal and has stepped down as CEO of the Podesta Group, as well as his one of his top staffers there is also stepping down. So it remains to be seen whether he pleads guilty in the similar way as George Papadopoulos. But it has now been completely exposed that it is nothing other than a partisan witch hunt, which is what President told us from the start. Why would this far left, alt left, you would even say, media group, this political group, be supporting the investigation? So it's clearly shown that Mueller is nothing but an arm of the resistance trying to stop our president. I'd really also like to look up the FEC regulations on super PAC spending to see whether or not this can be even done legally in terms of supporting an investigation. Getting involved in the investigative process in terms of advertising certainly sounds like it's being done to poison the well of public opinion. So talking about poisoning the well of public opinion, I want to talk about right before we end the show today, or end this hour, I should say, before War Room comes up right after me with the great Owen Scheuer, is the Poland Independence Day March, which was held last week, November 11th. Now, Poland was not a country 99 years ago. Poland did not get its independence until after World War I. Poland was essentially taken over and occupied. Then again, Poland was occupied by both the Nazis and the communists during World War II in the year of 1939. So Poland rightfully so, wants to hold a huge Independence Day parade because they still remember what it was like to not have a country within living memory. So of those 99 years they celebrated on November 11th, really only about 50 of them were as a free republic. Most of it was done under occupation of some sort, either the Nazis or the communists. The communists, of course, only really coming out of power after the 1990s, early 90s. But the media decided to go ahead and call the entire march a Nazi march. They said that people marching in Poland were doing it as Nazis, 60,000 people who took part in this. And you look at this parade, and you can actually look at the video, and these are just regular Polish people. I was just there in Warsaw back in July, going there and celebrating their country, celebrating their national day, the same way in the United States we have Independence Day parades. There is the president of Poland is marching with Polish soldiers on doing a review for Independence Day. Obviously, it's very cold, so they've got some fires lit for warmth. Again, Independence Day parade, right? Not anything to do with far extremism whatsoever, simply standing up for themselves, standing up for their country in terms of the Independence Day. But the mainstream media decided that because, well, there was this one group that showed up, and this one group had a couple signs that were held up that said, and they even admitted that this group didn't even come from Poland, that they came from places like Germany, that they came in and we're holding up neo-Nazi type signs, that the entire parade itself was a Nazi parade. And then they said that they were holding up signs that said they were called pray for an Islamic Holocaust. Well, I went through myself and looked at all the footage, and I couldn't find anyone holding up a sign that said pray for Islamic Holocaust. But the Washington Post said right in its headline that that's what the people of the parade were marching behind, that banner. So I went around and around, and I was looking for it. And then one of my sources in Poland reached out to me. I was there in July, met a lot of people going back there, planning to go back there soon. And someone said, well, Jack, that's because it wasn't there. It was there in 2015. Some people hung it over the side of a bridge, and it had nothing to do with the 2017 parade. But apparently that was good enough for the Washington Post. So the Washington Post used the 2015 Islamic Holocaust banner to smear the 2017 Independence Day parade. This is actual fake news. And right there, pray for an Islamic Holocaust. And you can see the headline from the Washington Post. But if our producer scrolled down just a little bit, you can see the sign wasn't actually at the Independence Day parade at all. There it is on the side of a building. And you look at the date just above it, 11/17/2015. The Washington Post actually manufacturing and printing fake news. The same fake news was then repeated by Newsweek and this guy, Jesse Larrick, who's a former Hillary Clinton staffer. So again, they will spoof to any level. They will put up fake pictures. They will lie. They will slander. They will use libel. They have no rules. They have no boundaries anymore. So people are saying, well, why doesn't the mainstream media have credibility? Because we keep catch them lying. We keep catch them spreading fake news and conspiracies. And that is what we are going to do here each and every day. That is what I'm going to do when I'm on the show. That is what War Room is going to do when they come up. We are going to show you the reporting on the media itself. We're going to call out their lies. We're going to call out their conspiracies. And we are going to say that anytime the mainstream media is presenting you with a headline, that you should be skeptical of it, the same way you should be skeptical of anything without doing your own research and getting the facts before you rush to judgment. Jack Posobiec, happily married. You can catch me on Twitter. It's twitter.com/JCKPOSOBIEC. So great being on today. Catch War Room coming up right after me. Thanks so much.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients
with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful